Stain Gang podcast time as we talk about Midwestern State women's soccer with Ryan Spence. And the Midwestern State women's soccer team has been on a roll as of late, and that continued in the Lone Star Conference Championship quarterfinal match at Stang Park on Tuesday night as Midwestern State rolled to a 3-1 victory. And just from my point of view, Ryan, that's as well as your team has played this year. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, I don't necessarily know the right stat, but I don't think they had a shot on goal. I don't think Allie had to make a real shot for like 60 minutes in or something like that. I don't remember what that was. But, yeah, I mean, I think other than just kind of one play of a rebound goal that we gave up after we scored the third, they played pretty good. We didn't give them a whole lot of opportunities from close. And, yeah, we did the little things right. We won headers. Our clearances were cleared. Attackers created things out of nothing, and we were able to possess it a little bit more, I think, than we have in the past. We've been a little bit more direct. I think possession-wise, we played feet and we moved it a little bit better than maybe going in the game.
And then you kept winning a lot of 50-50 balls, yeah. Winning a lot of duels in the midfield. And as you say, they didn't really get a shot on goal. They had very little time on the ball in the attacking third.
Yeah, I think we might have spoke a little bit earlier off, maybe it was MJ, with the pregame interview thing. We just knew we were gonna be a bit better. We were gonna be a little bit more physical. I mean, that's kind of what people know us as right now. And we scored on a corner, which I think we have what, 7 corners to 0 or something like that. So yeah, that's a little bit of our game. That's not our whole game, but that's a little bit of what kind of we can do if things don't go right. And luckily, we didn't have to lean on it that much.
I had a chance to talk to a couple of their players after the match on Tuesday night, and that's exactly how they described Midwestern State, as a physical team. That they also said you do a lot of little things to get under your skin. Now, that's not a direct quote, but that was the insinuation.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit more they're being really nice with it. I think maybe a little bit overly rowdy on the bench, I guess, from some. So, and I think they're a good character team. I mean, Driggs is a good guy. He's always going to lean more towards, morals and stuff. And that's what his girls, they handle that well. So, he's got a mature team, lost a couple of big pieces.
He said he had 6 starters out.
Yeah.
From the start of the year.
Yep. Yeah. He lost, Varela is a good attacking player that normally plays, higher up the field, and she's missed, almost all year, most of it. And then they had another 4 that I think came out with an ACL. I mean, she'd been playing on it, but Doc said, nope, she's got an ACL tear. She's done. And he's like, what? So, and that was, I think, this last week. But, yeah, again, kind of everyone's got these injuries. It's kind of weird. I think this whole – there's probably a couple teams that might be not been hit by it, but and we had to do a complete formation change halfway through the year because we were down, I think, 3 of the wingbacks we were planning on playing. All 3 of them were out against that TAMU game. So we kind of had to do a bit of a shift.
A couple more things on the St. Mary's games. One is, this is the second time you've played St. Mary's. Paniagua, their number, she wears number 7. She's an All-American.
Yeah, no, she's good.
And you guys have taken her out of the game twice now.
Yeah, she's a good player. She's just one of those who can literally create something out of nothing. She'll shoot from distance, and she did it against us and created a couple good opportunities the first time we played them here. We let her roam a little bit free the first time we played. I think we had her kind of a little bit under control where she was going to have to do something, special to get something in. So, that was kind of a thought going in, knowing that they were down, one of their better attackers. So it's just, if we can shut – our goal is if we can shut her down, I think everything else was manageable, and that's what we tried to do.
Did you play her differently in the game in the conference tournament than you did in the regular season?
I think it's a little bit different. We ran a 3-back the first time we played them, so we were getting – they were serving the balls into the channels and kind of hurting us a little bit then. And so then we had to make a change to make sure we kept it a little bit more under control, and that's when we shifted. And it allows the center mids to not have to be so side to side as much, just be a bit more central and provide more cover, which they did a good job.
Nixley Munoz has played well for you all year long, but it seemed like that game against St. Mary's in the quarterfinals was – kind of a breakout game for her. She scored 2 goals. You had just subbed out Lexi, so she gets a chance from the penalty spot. Didn't seem like too big a moment for her at all. I mean, I don't want to overstate it because she has played well for you all year, but it just seemed like she really came into her own a little bit in that game.
I think when we go on the recruiting trail, the big thing we try to look for is just, you know, is a kid a winner? And it's hard to evaluate that. It's really hard. But the big thing is we know, you know, I know their program where she came from at Tyler Junior College, and they, I mean, she's I think won 30 games the last two, you know, her freshman sophomore year at TJC. So we knew a player like her, we were getting someone that had a bit of grit, had a bit of, you know, grindiness to them that our team has when it has maybe something that brings it out. And I think that's what she does a good job of. She gets, you know, when Lily is on, she's on. She's, in my opinion, one of the best holding mids in the conference. But she's been better. Same thing with Marissa Resendez, who played a lot of big minutes yesterday. Like she's
been playing more minutes for you.
Yeah, so she's them two play better when you just have that extra source of maybe a little bit of a bite that you might not necessarily see from the outside looking in, but she, you know, Nix plays hard. You know, she's won a lot of games before she came here, and that's what we were hoping we were getting when we were recruiting her.
So you get to play the number one seed now, Angelo State. And it sounds crazy because they're the conference champion. They're hosting the LSC tournament. But my guess is you're pretty happy with the draw. I'm not saying that Angelo State's going to be easy, but no. The other option is to play Dallas Baptist.
Yeah.
You've played better against Angelo State than you've played against Dallas Baptist.
Yeah, Angelo's going to be a tough one because they've done really well since we played them last. Or maybe I think he thought, you know, he got away with a, you know, result was fair because I think we had missed a breakaway late in the game too, and it was actually Nix who actually in the recruiting trail was picking between us and Angelo. We were the two teams she was looking at, and so since they've played us last, they've done really well. Like their defending is been lights out. I think they took from that game, like, we can't be so open because we kind of, I think, exposed them a couple times, and then they've locked down since. So
I think even when they came here, I think they had a pretty good stretch of scoreless. They hadn't allowed a goal. Now, it's very possible I'm getting my games mixed up, but I think they've got a series of clean sheets this year.
And they defend a lot better. They're disciplined, and they're going to take away some of our strength because they are a team that does well in the air, which I think we do as well. And I think they're a pretty physical team. I think we do that as well. So it's going to be, it's going to be a game of who doesn't make those mistakes. I mean, that's at the end of the day, that's what a game this late in the year is going to come down to.
Well, I talked to the St. Mary's coach after the match here on Tuesday night, and he said that these are two similar teams, Midwestern State and Angelo State. Both play physical, and he really – I don't think he was being coy, but he was hesitant to make a pick because he really looked at it as a coin toss game.
Yeah, I think us three in a group, we're all – he mentioned it. We're all good buddies between us three. So when we found the draw of how the bracket was going to play, we were in a text group within 20 minutes after my West Texas game. Us three were in a text group. But it's going to be tough. I'm not saying we'd rather have Angelo over DB or anything like that, because at this point it's just, man, it's get to that final. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't think a host team has not made the finals of the tournament since I've been here. I think the host team's always made the finals. Maybe I might be wrong, but maybe this is a good time to make a first out of something.
There you go. Do you go back and look at the first matchup with Angelo State? Is there anything you take out of that matchup?
No, for me, no, not really. I mean, they're a better team at what they do, and I think we're a better team at what we
and
do.
And you're a and different team, right?
Yeah. So it's just going to be, I mean, we can look at it a little bit, but it's more what they've done the last few games. I mean, we watched their whole game against Tyler, and they did really well. They handled Tyler pretty good. Tyler did have some chances, and they just, you know, Tyler wanted a little bit more of an open game, and I think Angelo fits that when it's a bit open with a lot of space to run into, because they do have some speedsters out wide on the wings. So can we just eliminate the big field transitions, and I think we can keep everything manageable and somewhat in control, not control, but
right,
not getting things out of whack.
You mentioned the host team generally goes to the final almost always. Is it a disadvantage having to play that quarterfinal game, or could it be the opposite, that maybe there's a little bit of an advantage in having played that midweek match?
Of course, you'd like to have the You'd like to have the game off, you know, with them having a bye. I don't think it necessarily affected us last year when we played at DBU and played them when they were the first seed, playing them in the semifinal. I don't think it really. I mean,
you had a lot more dramatic game.
Yeah.
In the quarterfinals last year against TWU. Yeah.
I think a good thing is when you look at these girls, especially you look at the seniors, you talk about like making memories. Like that's a game that, you know, the upperclassmen will remember. You know, if
no matter what happens from here on out, that game that you played here Tuesday night, that's going to be a memory for your team.
Yeah, they did well and they were up for it. The energy was great. And again, if you don't match the team's energy, you're going to be behind the eight ball a lot. So. So I don't necessarily. I mean, I guess it's an advantage for them because their legs are, you know, will be fresher. But it's semifinals, a conference tournament. I don't think anyone really cares about being tired anymore.
I've not been able to see a soccer match, either men or women, in Angelo. What's the environment like there?
Their fans do a good job. They bring these weird noise thingies out there.
Weird noise thingies, weirder than the vuvuzela.
Yes, no, that's actually somewhat a soccer game.
It's a soccer game staple. So which, by the way, we had the vuvuzelas and we had some drums out there. Yeah, it was such a great environment on Tuesday night. It was so much fun.
I think the girls bought into that energy. Good, and they managed. I was like,
it helped you get off to a good start, didn't it?
Now I told Patty I might be calling you in 15 minutes to tell you to stop because maybe my girl's too riled up.
You're talking about Patrick Fitzgerald. Yeah. Was he responsible for that?
No, we got it out there for him. He organized it, but we got the stuff out there for them to use. But no, they did a good job. The fans were great.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. So I kind of interrupted. You were talking about Angelo, and they've got weird noisemakers.
They've got little chicken things. They've got some rocks and some laundry detergent bottles. They're good. They get that
from high school football, I think. That's a big high school football thing.
And they do it well. Their fans travel probably better than any of the other fans. They're at every game. Of course, there's a lot of Dallas kids.
They did have a lot of players here. A lot of fans here when they came here.
Yeah, they'll have Dallas kids. They'll have San Antonio kids. They've got Lubbock kids, Austin. They've got kids all around the state. So they get supported pretty good. They do a good job.
Your biggest concern going into that match?
Just control energy. Or not just energy. Control the emotion. You know, yes, it's another game. Yes, it's got more pressure. But as long as you just go out and you do the simple things, like just relax and just go play.
Do you take any pride in this being the third straight semifinal for Midwestern State?
I mean, this is where you want to be. If you don't, you're disappointed. That year we went to the NCAAs 3 years ago, we didn't. We lost at our home place in the quarterfinals. So we didn't get a chance to go. It felt like the girls did well and got a lot of awards, and we had to watch it from home. I think that was a coach of the year thing, and I didn't even know I got it. So I was getting text messages, "Hey, congrats!" I'm like, "On what?" I didn't even know the thing was going on. So it's not. I mean, this is an event, going to the banquet thing. It's good for the girls. Again, it's another memory you get to kind of have with them, so they can leave. You're always worried about a little bit about the experience of the student athlete, and this is something you hope they can earn, and they've earned a chance to do that.
You think you've got some girls that are going to get postseason honors?
We'll probably have a few. I think, you know, this year is a little – I think this year it's good to be a transfer and it's good to be a freshman. I don't think those categories were kind of as strong as maybe in years past. We're a little bit more kind of junior-senior heavy with our conference.
I think Munoz got a great chance to be newcomer of the year, maybe.
Yeah, her stats say a lot. But, I mean, she's also – she's came on strong as of late, so maybe she can get herself
– And what she did on Tuesday night won't be reflected because I think the vote came after the regular season. But she now leads your team with 8 goals. Does that surprise you at all?
No, I didn't even know that. So, yeah, I guess if I didn't even know.
Yeah, she surpassed Cassidy. Cassidy's got 7. Cassidy's been sitting on 7 for a little while now.
Yeah,
then Lexi keeps piling up the points and now has 27 assists, I believe is the number, and holds the school record. And the record was 22, which she just broke like two weeks ago maybe.
Yeah.
So she keeps adding to that total.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing is what we've known in the past is we've been a little bit one or two people getting everything with the points and the assists and stuff. And so being able to this year, even with Ali Romano out, who was, I think, leading him, I think she might be 4th or 5th.
She's still among the assist leaders. Yeah, I guarantee you she's still in the top 10.
I think she only played 3 games in conference. So you take that out with assists. I mean, Lexi's getting assists and some goals. Nix is scoring goals. Cass has had those. Brinks has got 6 goals on the year. And then to sprinkle in, I mean, Lily is getting some big-minute goals.
It's been a while since we've seen Brinkley score a goal. You mentioned she's got 6. Cassie's got 7. She's got 6. And they've kind of been stuck on those numbers for a little while. What's keeping them from scoring those goals that we saw them score in the first half, first three quarters of the season?
I think it's just the dynamic of things have changed a bit, where we are very front-heavy with goals of people who are high up the field, and now we're getting a little bit more from wide areas and center. I mean, yesterday, 3 center mids, you know, all the 3 goals were all, you know, Nix with 2 and Lilia. So they're coming from a little bit just different. You know, our crosses are actually better, and the strikers are kind of being a bit of a sacrifice role where they're having to make runs where they probably aren't going to get balls just because they're dragging defenders away.
Yeah, clearing out areas.
And so that's it's hard. It's hard to teach someone to do that. It's impossible because you want your striker, you want to score.
Right.
But Jimena and Brinks have done a really good job as of late of being, I won't say the decoy, but doing the run that probably isn't going to get it and then leaving those next ones to kind of finish it for them.
Jimena's got a really bright future for you, doesn't she?
She works hard. You know, that's, she creates things out of nothing just by putting her head down and running. You can't teach that. I don't think the moments aren't too big for her. She doesn't get really stressed. I don't even know if she really even feels any stress. She just goes out there and just runs.
She seems really mature. I've had a chance to visit with her just for a little bit, but she seems really mature.
Yeah. She's got a bit of the stern personality, but she's also goofy. She's, you know, she's not afraid to crack a joke. She's not afraid to make fun of you as a coach if you do something stupid at practice. So, no, she just kind of.
But you've never done anything stupid at practice.
I'm perfect. Yeah. So I don't do anything wrong.
Ryan, it's always good to visit with you. It's been a great season. Keep it going.
Thank you.
That's Ryan Spence, the women's head soccer coach here at Midwestern State University, joining us on the Staying Gang podcast. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends about the Staying Gang podcast. And you can always follow Midwestern State women's soccer at MSUMustangs.com. I'm Pete Stein. So long.